You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Greitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Civic Media app and on YouTube on the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. I am Chad Holmes, and great to see back here with us across the table, the executive director of WASA's Grand Theater and the WASA Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. Sean, great to see you.
Yeah, great to be here.
I want to talk this baseball with you today.
Exactly.
It's that time of year. We're headed towards September.
Plus, you know, it's always convenient for a Brewers fan to want to talk about baseball right now with a Cardinals fan. The question is, how much are you enjoying watching my team that's good and your team that's terrible?
The thing about it is I asked you, what about, are you ready for the season? You still say no. I still love the baseball, even though the Cards are under 500 and not going anywhere this year, but there's still something that holds your attention.
Exactly,
right?
And I mean, really, it is even as a Cardinals fan, it's really amazing to see the Brewers run and to see the everybody sort of the true fans and also those who have decided they're along for the ride and to see where it goes as we get toward October.
The old bandwagon gets very, very tight
with
the team. But you got to stay on your bandwagon. That's the thing I respect with the fans that stay even through the rebuilding. And and then I don't want these people jumping on and off where they're breaking their ankles all the time.
No. I mean, every night I tell myself, there's plenty of other baseball out there. You don't need to watch the Cardinals. And every night I'm like, I can watch a couple innings of the Cardinals. And then I remember, there's plenty of other baseball I could watch.
Another thing is that I know that you are very thankful for is the fact that you have your supporters who are not jumping on and off the Grand Theater bandwagon.
They are not. They are committed to us, through good seasons and bad of ours. But yes, we're, it's been a busy summer, just with some great shows like Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Old Crow Medicine Show, The Wallflowers, just this past week, The Righteous Brothers for a sold-out show for their final farewell tour. Bill Medley, amazing, 86 years old and still out there singing. And
I saw some pictures, and the man still looks like a million darn bucks, doesn't he?
He does, and he's still, you get the chance backstage to briefly say hello to people. And, most of the time I've done this for long enough. It's, they're just people just like the rest of us. But when Bill Medley comes up and says hello and wants to chat and does so in that Bill Medley voice, you kind of have that moment of, yes, it's great to be here. I work here. You're great to be,
And Bill Medley's not like Jim Nabors was, where he could go from Gomer Pyle to the deep voice. Yeah. He's Bill Medley
Medley. I said, it's great to have you back. And he said, it's great to be anywhere at my age.
And actually, it kind of brings up a topic I wanted to talk about real quickly, because so early than this season, last number of weeks, the musical acts have been amazing. You mentioned those, the Wallflowers, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. I mean, if you're a music fan, that's a whole season here in the first month of the season.
Yeah, really, since July on. No, it's been a really, really great start. We've been fortunate, having the opportunity to bring in some artists that we've wanted to get here for, a number of years, like Old Crow Medicine Show or Wallflowers, and some artists on their farewell tours, Nitty Gritty, Righteous Brothers, Straight No Chaser was great. And so, it's always about, sometimes those opportunities present themselves outside of the traditional season window. And so we just have to be adaptable and find those, find those dates and bring in those artists. And so, really, really great. Couple of weeks over the summer and a couple of months over the summer. And now we're kind of very quickly it'll be full steam ahead into, sort of the core of the 25-26 season.
Are we kind of in a little bit of a breath here?
Yeah, a little bit. We've got a great show Friday night with Zach Williams, Christian Artists, working with a great promoter that we work with. But then, yes, we do sort of catch our breath until about the middle of September, where we kick off the 10x10 season, turn around with Here Come the Mummies and the Mum Fest, and then we are off and running until next May. What's the closure? I always have to remember what the exact closure date is. May 10th of 2026, Mother's Day of 2026, where we will shut the doors for 5 months.
You'll bring the curtain down.
We'll bring the curtain
down. And then when it comes back up, it's going to be just amazing. Yeah,
we will take the curtain out, and when right. a new curtain comes in place.
Well, you got to have a big curtain outside the Grand.
That's true.
We'll just cover it up for 5 months.
Yeah, exactly.
And then all, when you raise it up again, people pipe, say, wow.
Pipe and drape it around, yeah.
What else should people be thinking about? Because I know there always are shows that where the tickets go incredibly quickly, mm-hmm. and people say, oh, I got time. Sometimes you don't got time. What are some of the shows that people may be thinking, you know yeah. that are very popular, that the tickets have been going at a pretty brisk pace, that people should be thinking about trying to get on top of early?
Absolutely. As we get into October, Illuminate, which is a great family show on a Saturday night, those tickets are very limited. Tusk, which is a really fantastic tribute to Fleetwood Mac, a week later. Those are actually 2 days before Illuminate. Those tickets are going really fast. As we get into November, Cirque Musica Holiday is just about sold out, so if people want that, and we may still have a few scattered tickets left for the Oak Ridge Boys holiday show in December. And then the one Broadway show to really keep an eye on, Mrs. Doubtfire, which is the day before Super Bowl Sunday. You know, we'll all be getting ready for the Packers to play the next day. both the matinee and the evening shows of Mrs. Doubtfire are going very, very fast. So, we want people to jump on those, as well as, Mannheim Steamroller in December, always a fan
you
favorite.
You are talking about the holidays already, and it's like, oh, my.
It is. I mean, that's kind of that. That's
I know.
The,
no, it, time goes by. I mean, we are into September next week, Labor Day, and then all of a sudden, I mean, then the time really starts flying on by. But you're right. I mean, your holiday performances are always, so popular and so
absolutely,
and the tickets go by so quickly. And then not only are they popular, I mean, the incredible shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, the mixture of the shows you bring in and the talent from, of course, we'll talk about the annual holiday show that comes right from Central Wisconsin,
right from here. Yes,
but man, we will have more with Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation at 7:22. Up next, it's the top of the hour, so an information update, news, weather, and sports, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow right here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at wxco.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We are continuing a conversation with the Executive Director of the Grand Theater of Wausau and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. Also, something we've been talking about the last couple of visits without you is, again, especially this time of year, if you're somebody that knows you're going to be going to half a dozen shows over the next 9 months or whatever it may be, becoming a subscriber is such a big advantage, isn't it?
Absolutely. All it takes is 4 shows and, 40 plus shows on the schedule. Yeah. Hopefully you can find 4. And yeah, you get those discounts. You do get discounts depending on how high you move up. And, this time of year, one of the real benefits that we remind people of is you get pre-sale access when we announce new shows coming to the Grand. And I believe next week we have 2, the following week we have 2, and the week after that also I think 2.
So it seems like you have more and more every year those announcements during the year. It feels like that maybe a number of years back you had a pretty set schedule, but in the last couple of years talking to you, it sounds like, boy, they're always, number one, reaching out to you because you have opportunities and you're able to fill them in. But you're exactly right that these shows, you get that flyer now, it's going to change.
That's why we follow up the brochure with the newsletters 3 times a year so that people can still get a printed piece that has all those shows. And it's just the sort of reality of the touring business. We've got to have a core season that people can subscribe to, that we need to sustain our operations, make our budgets work. But then we also don't want to miss on opportunities. with artists that we've been pursuing, or with shows that the, you know, it makes financial sense, or that there's just demand for, you know, demand to add a second show, or, you know, we work with a lot of great promoters like Outback Presents, who's probably the leading comedy promoter in the U.S. And so, you know, certainly when Outback picks up the phone and says, we can bring you, you know, some of the great artists they have, folks like, you know, Steve-O, Rodney Carrington, Kathleen Madigan, we're not going to say, well, you know, our schedule's really full, so try again later.
I wanted a night off.
Exactly. So, yeah, it is. It's just, you know, and the one other consideration for us this year is obviously, you know, as we were talking about at the top, the summer window has been good for us. Yeah. Over the last couple of years with a limited number of shows. And obviously next summer, there won't be any programming at the Grand. So we're few of these things that we may have pushed out into June, July, right. August of 26. Now it's like we have to find a date in May. I mean, that's why I was looking. I was laughing as I was looking up that May 10th date going, there's a show on May 3rd that literally... that was the last possible date that they could do, that we could do, that wasn't a summer date.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, let me ask you about, again, the Second Century campaign, because we've talked about this in the past as well, and I know that you've had some incredible support, but you weren't quite, where are you standing right now?
No, we are just over $13 million raised of our $17 million plus, you know, plus or minus goal. So we do still have, you know, we have some work to do, and it's a really, really busy time in terms of the project. In fact, our seating engineers are in town this week doing all the measurements and, you know, how the seats will be aligned and everything else with the, you know, with the replacement of those 50 plus year old seats in the theater and a lot of those other pieces that are moving. So, you know, we encourage people to get involved, whether, you know, it's a small donation, whether they want to look at, you know, a donation that gives you the opportunity to name a seat, or leadership opportunities. There you can pledge over 3 years. And so, you know, as the project goes out to bid and we have a lot more information on exact construction timelines and exact things, we'll continue to share it and really, really ramp up as we get, you know, into the fourth quarter of this year, into our true public phase and the opportunity for the general public to get involved and help us get to that $17 million finish line.
And one final thing I wanted to ask you about, because I know that part of what the Grand and the Performing Arts Foundation does is supporting other artists here in Central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I saw the announcement this week about the Jerrys,
yes.
The students that are just so incredibly talented. And we saw that the selection of students from all over North Central Wisconsin, Northern Wisconsin, all over the place. And I know that you and the folks at the Grand and the PAF are so proud of these people as well.
Absolutely. That program is just exceptional, and you know, really Katie Lang and Marshall Deloney do fantastic work with it. And to think we have, you know, we have a 22 member ensemble from 8 different schools, as you mentioned, from all across the region. And you know, I think back to the first year we did that back in 2018, and we had 12 people, and literally the first year it was, if you auditioned, you made the ensemble. This year it's 22, and I know it was by far the most difficult choices that Katie and Marshall had, because we had almost 50 young men and women audition. And so it's really amazing to see that program, but just the depth of talent in our region and in musical theater at the high school level, and the opportunities that these students are getting with, you know, with other groups from CWCT to SWEDA, WCT and the rest. And it's really, it's as evidenced by the fact of having, you know, a 2-time winner going on to New York out of the Jerry Awards. So I don't think any of us ever envisioned when we started this ensemble back, you know, a little less than a decade ago, that it would grow to the point it has. And it's really amazing to see.
Keeps the health of the arts in this community getting better and better.
Absolutely.
Better.
It's so great to see the talent throughout.
Absolutely. And for folks, again, who want to check out the latest shows, get the tickets, get information on becoming a subscriber and a whole bunch more, Real easy.
Yeah, grandtheater.org. And of course, as always, that's E-R.
Of course it is. grandtheater.org. We're to stop by because
Indeed.
The folks always like to see.
We're always
happy
to see
smiling faces. Sean Wright, it's great to see you again.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Coming up, bottom of the hour, so an information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also catch us on YouTube on the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. In fact, if you missed our conversation earlier with Sean Wright, the Executive Director of Wausau's Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, we will have it as a podcast a little bit later on this morning on our news portion of the website, WXCO.fm. But you can also go back right now and actually take a look and listen to our interview on YouTube, again, at the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. The time is 7:53, 58 degrees under overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. It is Thursday morning, August the 28th of 2025. Ian Welsh on the other side of the glass. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad.
Wanted to talk a little bit about a story I saw last night, in fact. And there was a lot of things that were done in the aftermath of the 2020 insurrection. We remember in January of 2020, actually I should say, well, 2020, 2021, in that time frame, there was a lot of things that were done to try and, I think, say that democracy is important, facts are important, one of which was in late 2020, after the election, as a lot of misinformation was put out there by folks that were trying to push the election lie that Donald Trump actually won the election instead of Joe Biden, YouTube took a decisive step. The company suspended the right-wing conspiracy factory One America News. It demonetized its channel and declared that it was not an authoritative source. And it was the right call. OAN has a lengthy record of spewing dangerous lies about everything from COVID to the 2020 election. At the time, YouTube insisted it had a responsibility to protect its users from corrosive disinformation and noted that OAN had repeatedly violated its misinformation policies. But according to a newsletter, Status, which I get, it's a information and politics and media newsletter, and it's a very good piece of information to keep a track on a lot of the disinformation merchants out there. Oliver Darcy is the editor and writer of it. But according to Status, Google, their leader, Sundar Pichai, and his chief operator, Neil Mohan, basically are what they call making a shameless whiplash-inducing reversal. Yesterday, YouTube TV and OAN proudly announced that they had inked a carriage deal, catapulting the channel onto one of the country's largest digital pay TV platforms. So, in effect, Google has tossed a lifeline to OAN because almost every other major carrier in the country had booted it from its lineup. So now, YouTube TV, it will become, if not the biggest, perhaps the biggest distributor of this propaganda arm of MAGA. That's what OAN is. It's a propaganda outlet. Mm-hmm. They tell you misinformation, and it gets people riled up based on lies. And the thing that Oliver Darcy says that I caught my eye was, YouTube is not even pretending to be embarrassed about this. In fact, they raved about this deal. The global head of media, a guy named Justin Connolly, said, "Our goal has always been to provide our subscribers with a wide range of content, which is why we're excited to bring One America News to YouTube TV. The partnership gives One America News access to our growing audience while also giving our subscribers even more choice when it comes to news and entertainment."
Oh, dear.
Basically, the translation is, the company that once declared OAN toxic because of its lies and its propaganda will now help it cash in on that propaganda and dangerous lies. And basically,
you have a hypocrite right there.
Well, basically, it's all because Donald Trump is back in the White House using his power to try to pressure all sorts of media outlets to bend to his will. He's weaponized the federal government to try to make these media organizations bow at his whim. And there's no courage anymore right now. There's no courage. They're afraid of the bottom line. They might lose a little bit of money here. So who cares if democracy goes down the drain? It's just wrong. We need folks to stand up. And for YouTube to do this is wrong. It's just wrong.
It is. It's shameful.
It's what, I mean, they said 5 years ago, not even 5 years ago, that this was a propaganda outlet. It was a dangerous outlet to America. And now, yesterday, they turn around and they're proud to bring One America News out there and to allow them this platform to reach millions and millions of people. The shame, and there's no shame. That's the thing as well. There's no shame in this either.
No shame at all.
So, again, I thought that was, it's actually, I think, a very important story to say where we are right now. Because Donald Trump and his minions right now are showing no fear of weaponizing the federal government in any way possible.
And not many people are showing a courage to stand up to all of this and actually fight back right now.
And we need people in the Congress, people in the government, people to stand up too. And we don't see enough of that as well. So, So on that note, we're going to wrap up this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, we have an information update, news, weather, and sports. We will be back for our next WXCO Morning Report at 8:22. At the end of that segment, we'll have our number for the day quiz. We'll see if Ian can make it 3 out of 4 this week. He's off to another fast start. But coming up next, again, after the information update, Brittany will be back with a look at the weather. And then I will also be joining Pat Kreitlow as well. So that's coming up in the next segment of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23. Again, overcast skies. We've been seeing so many bright and sunny starts here in north central Wisconsin recently, but the cloud cover is out here today. Right now it is 59 degrees here in downtown Wausau, but the sun will be coming. These clouds are going to break up. We're expecting almost a picture perfect day here in north central Wisconsin. Look for sunny and temperatures in the low 70s. A It should be a great night for high school football.
Sounds lovely.
I am heading west this evening as the Wausau West Warriors in week number two of the 2025 high school football season take on the Hudson Raiders. We will have live coverage from Hudson over on the Wisconsin-Minnesota border, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. So if I sound a little cranky tomorrow mornings, because I'm going to be up pretty late tonight. It's going to be a long trek home after the game, so I'll be home real late and then back in real early tomorrow morning. So if I'm a little growly tomorrow, just...
I completely understand that. It's also going to be a late night for the Badger fans, because of course a game is tonight and it's at 8 o'clock, actually.
Yeah, and those,
so
college,
late game,
those
so.
College football games take forever, too.
Yeah.
It just seems like they always take for such a long time. So, yeah, Badgers at 8, Warriors at 7. Lots of other high school football action, actually, tonight as well. The D.C. Evergreens tonight are home at Steam Stadium, taking on River Falls. Other Wisconsin Valley Conference teams in action here in central Wisconsin include Stevens Point at Superior, Wisconsin Rapids hosting Rice Lake, and Marshfield home against Menominee. Great Northern Conference teams in action tonight. The Wausau East Lumberjacks, 1-0 on the young season. They have their home opener tonight at Tom Field. They will play host to La Crosse Logan. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff at Tom Field. Also tonight, the Merrill Blue Jays travel up north to Crandon to take on the Crandon Cardinals. And in the Great Northern as well tonight, Antigo is hosting Sturgeon Bay. So that's pretty much the area football tonight. A lot of high school football action tomorrow as well, including another game tomorrow night that we will have right here on 98.9 WXCO. Mm-hmm. The Newman Cardinals will be in action against Wild Rose. It'll be a very exciting night over at Newman, because it is the first time they will ever be under the lights at Newman Catholic. They have renovated their field. They got brand new lights. They have a brand new turf, artificial
nice.
Turf. They have a brand new press box for me to broadcast from. Brand
very
new
good.
Bleachers, and they're going to have a lot of alumni there. They're going to have some special presentations, and it's really going to be a big, big night tomorrow with Newman Catholic football. And we'll have the game starting at 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. But a big project they are undertaking at Newman. In fact, it's not done yet. They do have the field ready. They have everything ready for the football game, but they are making some track and field areas. They're making a brand new softball diamond with lights and artificial turf.
Cool.
They have special areas for study as well. So lots going on over at Newman Catholic, and it's really cool. And I would suggest for you folks who have an opportunity to go on over and see it and maybe even see the game tomorrow night. If not, tune in right here on WXCO. Mm. As we get closer to the weekend, of course, it's a long holiday weekend. Do you have anything on the itinerary for yourself?
Let's see.
It's going to be a cool, calm Labor Day weekend. I know you're going to be at the parade like I am.
Yep. I'm going to be walking in the Labor Day parade on Monday with the center stage band and show choir promoting our upcoming performance. But other than that, on a Saturday night, my friends and I are going to attack our latest escape room. This time we're going up to Oshkosh.
Another escape room, huh?
We've never actually been to Oshkosh before, doing an escape room up there. So it's our first time doing one in Oshkosh, and it should be a lot of fun.
All right. No, that'll be fun, and we'll get a report.
Hopefully the weather is nice, too.
Exactly right. So, no, that's, again, I hope everybody has an opportunity to really enjoy the Labor Day weekend. It's unofficially the end of summer.
No Packer game on this coming Sunday, but there is one on the 7th.
Yeah, and you families out there realize that. It'll be the last weekend without Packer football for a while, so get out there and enjoy it, because so many people are going to be sitting in front of their television on Sundays starting next week when they open up against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into it. It's time for our number for the day quiz, and you have been on a roll recently. What's it, 3 weeks in a row you've had a passing grade now?
Yeah. Out of three, you got a chance to make it a winning week today.
Yeah, and I think you had winning weeks the last 2 weeks, so you can make it three straight winning weeks here if you can get the one of the final two correct.
Oh, that would be nice.
It's a high school football question.
Okay.
I said D.C. Everest is in action tonight over at Steam against River Falls. D.C. Everest has a storied football tradition. The number for the day is, how many state championships has your alma mater, D.C. Everest, and my alma mater, D.C. Everest, won in high school football? So how many state championships has D.C. Everest won? Your choices are...
Okay.
2, 5, 8
State championships that D.C. Everest has won.
So 2...
Just in football, right?
In football.
2, 5, or 8
Yep. 2, 5, and 8
You know, I'm going to say, and I'm trusting my gut on this one. I'm going to say 5. I'm going to say 5 is my final answer. I'm going to say 5 for my alma mater.
All right. D.C. Everest High School has won 5 state championships.
Nice.
3 out of 4
It made my alma mater proud.
Go for an A grade tomorrow.
Awesome.
All right. We will be back tomorrow. We are again on at 6:52 722, 752, and 822 at the WXCO Morning Report. More of Pat Kreitlow coming up. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day, Ian.
You too, Chad. Take care, folks.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.